Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgooi met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die Ierse maatskappy Greencoat Renewables wil later vanjaar op die JSE se Alt-X-bord noteer. Die groep is reeds in Londen en Dublin genoteer en spog met 'n markwaarde van sowat 850 miljoen euro of 17 miljard rand. Greencoat besit en bedryf 40 wind- en sonplase en batterystoor-infrastruktuur in 5 lande in Europa en verkoop die elektrisiteit wat dit opwek aan nasionale kragnetwerke en private ondernemings. Volgens die persverklaring wek Greencoat genoeg elektrisiteit op om 750.000 huishoudings se ligte aan te hou. Op die lyn is Bertrand Gauthier, hy is 'n vennoot van Schroders Greencoat, wat Greencoat se bestuursmaatskappy is. Bertrand, thank you so much for your time today. Let's start with the name of this new company, Greencoat Renewables. Where does the name Greencoat come from?
When we very little business ourselves, we were living in a building and we were thinking about what could be the name for the business we were setting up. And it happens that we were in the Greencoat house. And after we incur some brain damage, we come back to basics and we use the name of the houses where we were, the building we were sitting in. We were lucky because the next door building was Redcoat. It might not have been the same impact.
Well, interesting company. And I've read the press release and Greencoat owns and manages a significant number of wind and solar farms. It also has some battery storage infrastructure in 5 countries in Europe. And you sell the electricity to national power networks and private companies through offtake agreements. Can you just give us an indication of the size of the business within the European green energy sector?
Before we get to the Greencoat, the GRP PLC business that we are talking about, as you indicated, Greencoat is managing a number of vehicles in the renewable energy space in Europe, in the US and in China. So the management team behind Greencoat is managing 8 gigawatts of capacity, which make us equivalent of a quarter of the installed base of renewable in France, just to give some perspective. Now, zooming into GRP, so the business we are talking about, it's our pan-European platform, and it's 1.5 gigawatts. So to give you some perspective, we are one of the 10th largest pure-play renewable energy producer in Europe. We have 40 assets. We've been in operation since 2017. And we have a market cap of 850 million euros. So it makes us one of the largest players across 5 countries diversified in Europe.
The company is listed in London as well as Dublin in Ireland. Why do you want to now list in South Africa on the JSE?
It's a long story, actually. When we listed back in 2017, some of our investors at the time were already from South Africa. And we have been investigating where we could add a third listing to go into other jurisdictions, i.e. other than the UK related, because Ireland remained related to the UK investor base, specifically in those type of businesses. So we consider continental Europe, but with Ireland, we were already at a foot in Europe, sort of said. And from our history with a number of South African investors, it appears that what GRP has to offer was quite compelling, linked to the strength of the dividend and the escalation of the dividend and some access to a real asset which are underpinning what Greencoat is about, renewable asset, wind and solar.
But are you targeting retail investors or institutional investors? Because it seems like an expensive way to get exposure to South African capital.
Typically, we have a large-scale institutional investor. But over the last 8 years, the retail part of the investor base has been expanding and people can trade very easily the shares as any share on a listed market. So this gives access to a retail as well as institution, to answer your point. Listen, on the cost base, beauty is that listing into South Africa, given what we perceive to be the potential demand in the market, it's good value for the business on a long-term basis.
You're not going to issue additional shares. You will have one shareholder register. How big is the free float of Greencoat Renewables? And what do you foresee the activity, the investment activity to be like locally?
The float is 100%. So again, the market cap is 850 million euros. You're correct. We don't intend at the beginning of the journey to issue new shares. But the beauty is that the GRP shares is fully fungible between London, Ireland, and South Africa. So the level of trading in the South African market actually benefits from the total liquidity brought by London and Ireland day one.
Am I right in saying that Greencoat does not currently have any operations in South Africa, but are you planning to bid for some opportunities here?
You're correct. We don't have operation physically on the ground in South Africa. The investment strategy of GRP is to invest into euro-denominated assets, renewable assets which are operating in euro markets. So this is actually the business model, is not to diversify into South Africa or outside of Europe, actually, not in the UK. It's a pure 100% euro-link business.
Dankie, Bertrand. Dit was Bertrand Gauthier en hy is 'n vennoot by Schroders Greencoat.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.